Making your way in the world today, take everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no light, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Where you can see troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. Well, welcome to DFC. We might not know your name, but we appreciate you.
Hell yeah, that's a fun time.
Cause I once sang this to get a part in a musical in theater class in high school.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I sung this song.
This song?
Yeah.
So you knew all these other words? One place
in the
world?
Everybody knows your name.
Everybody knows that part.
Well, I'm sorry, it's at that part. Jesus Christ, I can't pick where the song's at. Yeah, I used to know all the words. I don't know anymore. I smoked a lot of pot.
We all know these the words. On here. Oh, listen to that. Is that Kenny G?
I wish.
I think it might be Kenny G.
It isn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to know the guy that sang the song, or like, made the song. I can't remember. His name started with a B. I think it's like Ben something.
Ben? Okay.
I think it's Ben something.
I don't know. All right.
I don't remember anymore. Like I said, that was a lot of pot ago.
Well, what was that? Earlier today? I turned out hair there.
No, earlier today I didn't know it either.
Okay. It's quite a song. And why are we listening to that song just in time?
Because we are about to do our top five TV actors turned movie actors. We were just talking about Natural Born Killers on our last episode.
Yeah, we just watched
Woody
that.
Woody Harrelson played Woody on Cheers, and that's the theme song from Cheers.
He is a prime example of someone that came from...
He came from TV and rose to stardom.
And became a star in the movies, yeah. And
he became a star among stars.
Who would have thunk? Woody.
Simple, sweet Woody.
Yeah. Ted Danson has done some little cool stuff here and there.
Ted Danson's done a lot of shit. Not as much as Alan Alda.
He wasn't on Cheers.
No, I know, but... Actually, he's in like...
I was thinking of who came out of Cheers the biggest. Woody Harrelson, by far. Right?
Him and Ray Perlman.
What?
I'm kidding.
Frasier, though. No,
Frasier.
He did okay. He did okay for a while there.
And then Cliff, Cliff's
Disney.
I mean, he's done a lot of voiceover
he's
work
all
and
in
shit
Disney,
like that.
Yeah, he's on Pixar. He's fucking everything.
John Ratzenberger, that's his name.
He's in Empire Strikes Back, too.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys, so... So we're doing our top five.
There's a lot of successful members from the Cheers cast.
Not as successful as Woody Harrelson, though.
What's her name? The chick that was on Weight Watchers a lot. Not Diane.
Oh, after that. Kirstie Alley.
Yes, Kirstie Alley. She's pretty famous, too, also.
For what?
She was banging John Travolta for a while when they were doing those...
They were in a movie together.
Yeah, they were in like three movies together.
That was early 90s, dude.
Yeah, but they were banging.
So?
Well, she's not so famous now. She had a resurgence with the Weight Watchers.
I still think Woody Harrelson has her beat.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's contending with Woody Harrelson.
Shelley Long was on Modern Family the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, dude. She looks old. Holy
shit.
Really?
She look like the old lady from the Titanic
movie? Al Bundy looks old, though, too, so...
She look like the old lady from the Titanic movie?
Oh, it's almost. It's getting there.
That's how I always pictured her looking when she was old.
Yeah, it's getting there, dude. It's starting to.
Nice.
Not quite that far, but yeah, it's showing.
It's nice when a prediction...
It's on that road, dude, yeah.
When a prediction comes true.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to
Google that when I'm jerking off.
I see Al Bundy in every episode, so I'm kind of used to seeing him old, you know?
Yeah.
And then I see her all of a sudden, I was like, holy fuck! Because she plays his old ex-wife, the way back one. So she like pops up once in a great while, you know? And but yeah, we're talking movies, actors that started on TV and got into movies, and we have our top five. And our categories have to be kind of specific because every
otherwise we're going to run out of shit.
Yeah, so we kind of need to be kind of specific on things, I guess. So and this one kind of, it's a good one. There's a lot of fucking people.
The more I looked, the further I saw there's a lot.
This is going to be an interesting little discussion here.
I'm betting me and Jason have one crossover. Because I can't bet with Danielle.
Yeah, okay.
Looking at you, couch sleeper.
Are we doing our bets already?
Yeah, well, when are we going to do them?
I guess so. We do our little bets.
Put your dick on the table. Let's go.
What's up with Danielle?
I don't know. I think she's asleep.
She is laying on the couch.
And it's a leather couch, so she's going to be sticky in the morning.
Let me turn her mic up a little bit. Danny? Danny? Hey?
Hey-o.
Are you alive over there? We can't
flip, flip us off if you're alive.
Go check on her, man. What's your story? All right.
You got a mirror? I want to make sure she's breathing.
Oh, you know what? I'll check on her. You fucking... Hold on.
I got it.
We don't have the dog to jump on her lap, but the dog's at Grandma's house for the weekend.
She's alive.
Okay, that's good. All right, so our co-host is alive, but unconscious.
She's not happy, but she's alive.
Okay, well, she's still in the room, at least, so...
That's better than normal.
Yeah, last time she... So we still can't get through a movie with all three of us, can we?
I've never bailed, for the record.
Ahead of time. With a day's notice.
Well, in the middle of a movie. Once I'm here, I'm here.
Three times in a row.
Dude, work and state, sorry. Work and the vacation I had planned out for a year. But
yeah, it worked out fine.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. But, why are we doing, the subject?
I just said that because we were talking about Woody Harrelson from Natural Born Killers, who got a start on Cheers. I omitted, even though Cheers is one of my favorite television shows of all time. Oh. I omitted him from my list because I was scared of crossovers, but since I'm only competing with you...
Yeah, Danny is out, I guess.
She's not playing.
Should I look at her notes? Maybe she has her list.
You asked me like I care.
Alright, talk for a second.
I'm going to talk about how I appreciate the fact that we both drink Miller Lite, and that's awesome. And I owe a bottle, at least. Big bottle of some sort of liquor. Because I hardly ever pay anything on these nights here. What are you thumbs up on me for?
I found her list.
Okay. Well, you can't bet crossovers with her, now that you're looking.
Okay, no. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that in pink?
It's in red. Red ink. She has four.
That's the most bullshit ink. Don't write in that.
She doesn't have five. She has four.
She's always only got four.
Her five just has a letter C.
Oh, it's probably cunts. Or Constantine.
Oh, we're rolling, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're rolling. Jesus, all right. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing our...
Yeah, so you talk for a second. I'm going to pour shots.
Okay, so we're doing our top five. Any actors that
started on TV
and came out into movies, and there's a ton of them. There's a shitload. So I will start...
We could probably do this one again.
I'll start with my number five. My number five I picked out because this guy, he's a cool dude. I like him. He's played God. He's played the president. He's played a lot of people. You know what I'm talking about?
I believe you're talking about Nelson Mandela.
He worked with Batman.
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah. Morgan Freeman, yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the Electric Company through the whole 70s, 71 to 77. He was on the Electric Company, and that's where he got started on PBS.
I remember we had some of those tapes on VHS.
Yeah?
That had him on there. Yeah.
I don't remember him, but...
I mean, I was young. I remember, like, I've seen the pictures of him.
Yeah.
And I remember those pictures. You know what I mean?
No, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's
I don't remember cool. if they were at my house or if they were at a daycare center I was at. Or
he's a guy that can play God or the president.
He can play anything.
Yeah, he does pretty well at that.
I love. There's pictures of him of Morgan Freeman like in first grade, and it's still like an old ass dude, but it's like Morgan Freeman first grade, and they crack me up.
What, some meme or something?
Yeah, you know the stupid memes. Yeah.
What's a meme?
I mean, it's a stupid picture with a caption.
I've been slacking on making memes for the Facebook.
Yeah, I've noticed.
No one sees our Facebook.
I try to share like nine as people much as reach. I can.
It's like, I spent like $5 and we got like some 10 new fans. I was like, is this a fan? I guess it's all right.
Well,
or like, or whatever you call it. I don't know.
But whatever.
Anyway, okay, we're
follow,
going.
Follow, anything, whatever.
Follow, yeah. All
right, so your number five is?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
From Electric Company, yeah. What's your number five there, Justin?
My number five, it's from a little 90s television show called Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, shit. Jogo?
No, I'm not talking about John Lithgow.
No, Jogo.
Yeah, I'm talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Jogo. Yeah. It's a good pick.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Jogo was my top
nine. I remember watching that show as a kid, and then
another example of who would have known that he'd be.
Yeah. And then all these years later, like I didn't see him in anything for 15 years.
That Bruce Willis movie was badass.
Looper. Yeah,
that was badass.
That was
a
badass movie. That even that movie where he's just riding a bike around New York. Whatever that
was. That was badass, too.
That was a badass movie.
Hell yeah. I like that movie,
Hell
too.
Yeah,
he's
I never... Right. I didn't think I would get into it, and I just watched it one day. Like, I was sitting at my sister's house, I think.
Yeah.
Like, my niece and nephew were taking a nap, and I already cleaned up, like, from lunch or whatever. So I was just sitting there, and it was, like, the only thing on there, like, that I hadn't seen. I was like, all right, fuck it. Huh. And I watched it, and I was like, oh, shit, this is pretty good.
Fucking man.
And then I liked him, and then, yeah,
Jogo's
I saw, all
right.
Like, yeah. Don John and Looper and all those other movies he's been in lately. And
yeah, that was that the one with the sex addict?
Yeah.
And Julianne Moore and shit? That's
no,
a good
and
Scarlett Johansson. Hell
yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. And, well, I mean, it's cool. Julianne Moore is awesome.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson is always nice.
Yeah.
So, but that's
I'm
a good
a big
pick.
Fan
Jogo.
Of pictures of her.
Jogo was my top 10. He was in there. Had to get bumped, but
for sure.
So let's see. So let's go to what Danny's got.
Well, let's do these shots.
Do these shots.
We're gonna do shots. So bear with us for I don't know 3 seconds.
Yeah, I should be able to play a sound effect or something. You know, like a bang or a zoom or a zing or a zang or a.
Why would you do that when I could already be done taking my shot?
Because that way I can take my shot then. While I'm talking about a bang and a zoom and a zang. I have.
Well, then we're banging and zooming around.
Okay, so Danny's number four. Danny.
Your number four is?
Honey, are you awake? Danny? Lovely Danielle, ladies and gentlemen.
The lovely Danielle. Acting like her cousin Sarah.
She's sleeping on the couch, yeah. Okay, so, you and me, I'll read it off. She left her list sitting here, so I can read it. Is that okay?
I don't give a shit.
Her number, she's number five, so her number four is Seth Rogen, Freaks and Geeks. 1999, so Seth Rogen's fucking...
Yeah.
He's cool. I mean,
yeah, well, there's like 4 people you can take out of that fucking, that cast right there.
Yeah, we'll get to that, too. We'll get
Seth Rogen, James Franco.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk about that a little later.
Okay.
But, yeah, my number four is, okay, she was started on TV, and on TV I didn't really give a fuck. I didn't care much for her show. But when I looked at her movie she's in, I'm like, yeah, I like her. And Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, that was in my top 10.
Yeah, she's cute.
Nice.
We just saw, I saw Horrible Bosses again the other day.
Oh, I love her in that.
It's not bad, yeah, she's awesome.
It's the first one and the second one. But I also love Charlie Day and both Jason Statham and Sudeikis.
Jason Bateman wasn't almost on my list. He's top 10. But she's also in Office Space. She was in The Switch with Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
That's a cool movie. She was in Rockstar with Marky Mark. Good movie. Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And Marley and Me, which, you know, it's a dog movie. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jennifer Aniston, always, she's okay.
And she was in another movie with, My Name is Polly or whatever, or?
My Name is Earl?
No, that's a television show. Something About Polly or something like that.
Something About Mary?
No. It's still Ben Stiller. But
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly, yeah,
there you go. There you go, yeah.
Yeah,
the Stiller guy, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, she was all right in that.
Yeah, she was good in that. And then the breakup, too, she was with that.
Vince Vaughn?
The tall dude, yeah. That was okay, too, yeah. So,
I like her.
Yeah,
I like her. I mean, she's sexy, too, so.
Yeah, she's not bad. Yeah,
she's still got it going on.
Yeah, she's older than me.
From
Friends,
when she never wore a bra, to now, when she still never wears a bra.
No.
But she was in We Are the Millers too.
Yeah.
She played a stripper in that, and
yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, she was wasn't she in Vacation? Wasn't she? Kelly Bundy. No.
Yeah.
Kelly Bundy. Get those two
What's her fucking real name?
Applegate. Christina Applegate. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my number four.
God, all the jerk off sessions I had to her back in the day.
She was on Friends from 94 to 2004. 10 years.
10 years. Yeah, there's 10 seasons.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. One of the greatest shows of all time.
Really?
I've Big seen Friends it fan? Several times over. I like it.
Yeah, I watched
I'm also a big fan of Spin City and Mad About You, so.
Yeah. Spin City, is that the one with
that
Phil Hartman?
Started with no, Man that's Foley? That no, that's
oh, that's a good
Talk
show.
Radio. Or
yeah,
yeah,
that's a good show.
Yeah, no, I like that show also.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's got Joe Rogan and.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dick, what's his name?
Dick Sargent, Dick York.
No.
Dick Patton.
Dick Van York? No.
Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah. No, it's, fuck, what is it? Tom Dick or Andy Dick? Andy Dick.
Oh, yeah. Andy Dick. Yeah, duh. I'm sure our listeners like going, duh, Andy Dick.
Yeah, for 5 minutes there. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But, all right, cool. So, next one we were at. Is that your number, that was my number four, so.
Yeah, no, I haven't even got to my number four.
Yeah, you need your number four then.
Okay, well, my phone turned off. We were talking so long.
Oh, my God.
My number four is Adam Sandler.
Yeah?
Coming straight out the, well, he was on some other show, and then he was on Saturday Night Live. I forget what the other show was.
What?
He had, like, a couple episodes.
For another show?
Yeah, before that. I forget what it was. I just found that out when I Googled
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe,
I forget what it was.
Okay. But yeah, he totally blew up.
He had two, like, bit things or whatever in an episode.
We just saw the golfing movie the other day.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Love that movie. Yeah, love that movie.
Good movie, yeah. That was another one that we used to watch a lot, along with, you know, Sorority House Massacre 2 and shit like that.
I used to watch, Tin Cup, Happy Gilmore, and this is how, you know, I was the one stocking the videos. I used to golf a lot. It was I did Happy Gilmore, Tin Cup, which is Kevin Costner in a golf movie.
Oh yeah,
and, it's I love that movie. It's top five favorite movies of
you
all
love
time.
Kevin Costner.
I fucking love Kevin Costner.
I don't get it.
Kevin Costner's in probably three of my top five favorite movies
of all
time.
Dude, I don't get it.
Fucking love Kevin Costner.
Okay.
And The Postman is a good movie. I don't care what anyone says.
All right.
But yeah, and that, and then we had Star Wars.
Who had Star Wars?
What we did. My grandparents. Okay, at the time I was. This is, we'll go back to the whole me technically doing Grand Theft Auto or unlawful use.
Oh boy.
Of a vehicle. Yeah, it was my grandparents' van that had a VHS player in it.
Oh, okay.
And like a hookup for a DVD.
Nice.
But I always had those three, six movies or five movies in there.
Of what?
I had the original trilogy, Star Wars on VHS. And Tin Cup and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I had those five movies in the car at all time.
Wow.
And we would just get baked and drive around to watch them.
What about Caddyshack?
Caddyshack's another good one, but I didn't have that on VHS. So.
Yeah, I think that was superior. Maybe Happy Gilmore is really good, too. They're both really, really right
there. As far as comedic ones,
I don't know about Tin Cup. I don't know.
Tin Cup's a little more serious.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Just a bit.
No. Kevin Costner, does he cry?
No, I don't think he does.
I bet he does.
He fucks, oh shit, who does he fuck?
Kelly Preston?
No, hold on.
Make up names.
No, Helen Hunt.
Oh, Jodie Foster?
Maybe Jodie Foster, they look alike.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I'm assuming you read about that mix-up at Starbucks.
Yeah, I did read about that.
Yeah. I read about that in The Happenings, like a week after I read about it on the internet.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
It's amazing. But, okay, so that's your number four?
Yes.
So we're down to number threes.
Traces.
Who's going first, me?
Well, yeah, that's how the order works.
Okay, my number three is the guy we've been watching all night, Mr. Woody Harrelson.
Rene Russo, I'm an idiot. That's who he was fucking in Tin Cup.
I'm an idiot. Don't care. Woody Harrelson, though.
Woody Harrelson's your number
Cheers from 1985 to 1993. He then went on to star in such films as White Men Can't Jump, Natural Born Killers, and then he went on to play...
He was in Natural Born Killers?
Actually, I heard he was, yeah.
Wow.
He was really quick, though. You might have missed him.
Mm.
And,
Just a little brief part.
Yeah, just a quick thing. But he also did Larry Flint, People vs. Larry Flint. Zombieland was good.
He was in that, wasn't he?
And you can't forget about fucking Kingpin.
Well, obviously.
That's fucking badass. I think that might be a better role than Natural Born Killers for him. But,
I don't know. He seemed pretty natural in Natural Born
Killers. And Larry Flint was badass, too. He did a great job in that.
See, that's one of those movies my friends used to play at a party.
That movie, really? That's not a good party movie.
No, they were doing a lot heavier drugs than I was doing.
Still, that's even more of a reason to not watch a movie like that.
Yeah, I just sat there and did nothing.
You watch like Evil Dead 2 or Sorority House Massacre 2.
Yeah, well, that was a
or
movie
Natural
they
Born
had.
Killers. Hey.
That was a movie they had, so they watched it. But
All right. So yeah,
so I've never actually watched it and paid attention to it.
Right.
I've been it's been on, and I've been making sure my friends don't die from
Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Courtney Love, playing a junkie. She did really well.
I mean, she always kind of looked like one.
Oh, yeah, she played junkie real good.
All right, so what's Danielle's?
Let's see, her number three is a star of Natural Born Killers. That's not Woody Harrelson. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
I guess he started in the One Life to Live soap opera.
Oh, okay. I got a soap opera star.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not Tommy Lee Jones?
That is not Tommy Lee Jones.
Wow. That's good. That's her number three.
Okay.
So, I can't really back it up. I don't really know.
Yeah, that's her call.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
Know.
Yeah.
So, my number
Black
three?
And shit. Yeah.
It's a co-star of Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, boy.
Mr. William Smith.
Wait, who?
Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, the black guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You know the rap?
Bel-Air. So I really gotta do it.
Yeah, you gotta fucking do it. Because I'd do it if I knew it, but I don't.
Play it. I got it all day.
Play it? What do you mean?
Cool it.
Talk about fucking how cool we are.
Well, I'm pretty cool.
Well,
I don't know about you.
What am I looking for?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme.
Oh, yeah. Talk.
I'm trying to see if I can remember the lyrics without the song, but I don't know if I can remember them. You got me so full of fireball here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, you're the one.
Says the guy that keeps pouring the shots.
Oh, let's see.
But there's the one that's the actual song, and then there's the one that's the theme song.
I don't know.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Turn it up.
Hold on.
About how my life got twisted, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. I'm thin, rosy, and brown, so it's time called Bel-Air. Sorry if I slur.
Why are you slurring?
I might be a little drunk.
No.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Been out maxing, relaxing, all cool, and I'm shooting some b-ball outside of the school. And a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. And one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." Yeah. Yeah, see, this is where it goes into the actual song and not the theme song.
Oh, here you.
Yeah, this is the actual song, not the theme song.
Oh, yeah, there's another minute and something.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, this was what drove him to be the guy that killed the aliens and then killed the aliens in the other franchise.
Oh, he killed a lot of aliens, didn't he?
Yeah, he killed a bunch of aliens.
Good.
He's got at least four movies where he kills aliens.
Really?
Independence Day, Men in Black 1, Men in Black 2, Men in Black 3.
Wow, that doesn't count.
What?
That counts as two.
What? That's two franchises.
Franchises don't count.
I said four movies, that's two franchises.
Basically. Whatever. It's fine.
Whatever, let's do these shots.
Do what shots?
These shots over here. To my superior knowledge of
the Bel Air
William Smith.
The Bel Air just ended.
I don't know what song this is.
Will Smith is like knocking on a door somewhere.
Oh.
It's like the beginning of the show.
That's weird. Alright, so we're on your number two now.
Alright, turn that shit off.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was to turn it into.
Hey, we got to hear the Will Smith song. So, my number two? Or Dave's
number
two?
You guys kind of heard me rap. Yeah, your number two, then her number two.
Okay. This is when things start to get weird on my list here. My number two.
I like it.
Because,
I like weird, you know that?
I couldn't pick just one. So my number two is Freaks and Geeks.
You just picked the whole thing?
Well, it's James Franco, Jason Segel, and Seth Rogen.
Because you guys let me take
all three of them started right there, and
Jason Segel was in a pilot for another show before that, but that's where he got to start.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. He started in TV before he became a movie star. They're all fucking started here.
Yeah,
you know?
that's where he got his break. Mm-hmm.
Even the nerdy kid, he's a writer for a lot of shit right now. John Francis Daly, he played the nerd, the little brother.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like a writer on all kinds of shit right now.
There's a picture they always use like for a meme, and it's like him making like the stank face at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, if only I was as famous as this picture of me, I'd get paid a lot more for my screenplays. Or something like that, you know what I mean?
Speaking of Freaks and Geeks, you know what? I realized the dad of the family was in Happy Gilmore. He's the guy who drives the Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't realize that until I saw it.
You make the shot, jackass. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck, that's him, dude. Anyway, I love that guy.
See, okay, one of my favorite songs, at least at the moment, I don't know if it's from my life or whatever, but it's a rap song called Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
And the guy, it's Donald Glover. He's a rapper, but he also wrote for 30 Rock, and he's on Community, and he's that black guy. But he also does rap, and he does really clever shit, and it's funny and yada yada. Anyways, I'm not here to hype him up, but at the end of the song, he's like, "Yeah, my clique should be canceled, Freaks and Geeks," and then the song just ends. It's pretty badass.
What does that do to the show?
Because the song, it gets canceled after one season?
Oh, yeah. It was one season.
Yeah.
It was cool the way it ended, though, too.
Yeah, I liked...
It's on Netflix, too. You guys haven't seen
it? Yeah, go watch it if you haven't.
You should go watch Freaks and Geeks. It's a full season. I highly recommend it. It takes place like 1980, high school kids.
And it reminds me of me being a teenager still.
It's any generation. Yeah. It was my generation, which is later on. Justin will see you later on still.
Change the music around a little bit.
Yeah, and the music's pretty good to play.
No, I like the music in the show, but you change the music around.
Oh, yeah,
you still have the same central characters. You got the drum for Rush, you got the jock. It's kind of like Breakfast Club, but in a TV show.
Yeah.
But with the actual more than just the five.
It's a great show, yeah.
Yeah, it's watch it. Just fucking watch it.
It's awesome. So that's what you're watching this week?
That's not what I'm watching.
So, that's my number two, actually, is Freaks and Geeks. It ran from one season, 1999 to 2000. And
I remember watching it on ABC Family.
Yeah, reruns a couple years later.
2003, probably, yeah, 2002, yeah. Somewhere in there.
I didn't see it until...
Like, that's when I saw it was on reruns.
When was it? When it came on Netflix, maybe? When I got Netflix? I didn't see it until like, just a couple years ago, really.
Oh, really?
Less than 5 years ago I first saw it. So,
see, I remember, I know for a fact I was in middle school when it came out, so it had to have been at least
1999 when it came out.
When it got syndicated.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's crazy that one season would get syndicated, because that usually doesn't happen.
I remember watching it.
Oh, no, I know, I did. You're right. Yeah. I remember seeing it and shit. But typically,
but that episodes, was ABC Family. They were playing like Sabrina the Teenage Witch
on the Phil,
and then
shit.
Yeah,
like, well,
and they were just trying to get to like TGI Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they were playing anything and everything.
But somehow it got a resurgence. It got going again.
I remember loving the show when I was a kid, and then I watched it again all the way through, like after I got Netflix and shit. Six years ago.
That's when I watched it.
That was one of the first shows I watched.
And I was like, holy shit, James Franco, fucking Seth Rogen, fucking James Franco, fucking the Phillips chick, the blonde chick.
Was James Franco in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you said James Franco, Seth Rogen, James Franco.
Oh, no, Jason Segel. That's
what I know. I'm just giving you shit.
I was scared with that guy. But yeah, he's funny, though.
How I Met Your Mother is one of the best shows
I've
ever
watched.
That.
Yeah, he's good on that. And the great Sarah Marshall.
Mila Kunis. He's hilarious in that,
Mila Kunis is like top 15, maybe. For my
easy top 15.
Yeah, she's a mention. She came up. But, yeah. But yeah, it's, my number two is Freaks and Geeks.
Right.
Let's see what Danny's got. Oh, boy. Her number two is her boyfriend, Chris Hemsworth. Thor. I don't know what it says. It says Aussie
Thor
soap.
Was on TV?
An Australian soap called Home and Away, I guess. That's all it says. It says, to Chris Hemsworth, Aussie soap, Home and Away.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he was on some... I'm guessing she didn't watch Home and Away.
No, but she just liked
that. She loves that dude. That's,
well, then she's probably in love with Samson.
I gotta put...
Samson looks like Chris Hemsworth.
Kinda, yeah.
I'm just saying it. Like, he doesn't have, like, the arms or anything that Chris Hemsworth has.
Yeah.
Like, extra homo.
Or the charm or anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or the blonde hair, but...
Yeah.
He's got the facial structure the same.
Huh. So, what, you think I should be worried, or what? Should I go punch him in the face?
Good luck with that.
I don't want to do that.
Samson will punch back.
I don't want to get punched back. I don't want to punch first. I don't want to get punched second.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Danny likes you.
I don't like punching.
So I don't think you have anything to
worry about. I don't
want to
punch anybody. No, I don't want to punch nobody.
Pretty sure you guys are...
That's her number two, though.
You guys are locked in. That's her number two?
Yeah.
All right, so we're ready for my number two.
Yeah. What's your number two? Just in time.
Well, he's from a little show, and if you're looking at where we're recording here, you could see little blips and bloops. You might...
Blips and bloops.
You might recognize this noise. Boop, 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 boop. You might recognize that from a little show called ER. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about George Clooney over here. I'm talking about my Clooney.
George Clooney,
even
really?
Even though Tomorrowland sucked.
What movies have you been in that's good?
All of the Ocean's 11 movies. The movie The American was really good. I liked The Men Who Talk to Goats or whatever the fuck that movie was.
That movie sucked.
I liked that movie.
Okay.
Didn't like him as Batman.
Yeah, that was a shitty ass movie. He was not the worst part of that movie, though.
No, he wasn't the worst part.
No, he wasn't the worst part.
But
this is a horrible, horrible fucking Batman movie. For anybody.
Chris O'Donnell didn't help, and neither did Silverstone.
Batman, or Robin never helps. That was like the worst part of Jogo was Robin.
Wait, didn't Tim Burton do that one?
No, that was Schumacher.
Oh, no, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, that was either Forever or Batman and Robin.
It was Batman and Robin.
I know my Tim Burton.
It was Bat Nipples.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Tim Burton was just the Michael Keaton one.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
First two. But,
No, I thought, for some reason, I thought maybe he did, or he had a hand in that one, but he might not have, I don't know. Anyways, yeah. No, other than that one, I'm a big fan of Clooney. I like him.
All right. Cool. He's your number one?
No, he's my number two.
Number two? Okay, number two. He started on, Roseanne, too.
Yeah, he was on Roseanne.
He was on that first.
He was on Roseanne, he was on something else, and then he was on ER.
Yeah, and then he got into movies, pretty much.
Yeah. He went, like, straight from ER to movies. They were like, this guy is handsome.
You know what? He looks like Cary Grant, though.
He does.
Doesn't he? I mean, come on. It looked like they'd be father and son, totally.
Hair color's different, but yeah, Cary Grant could be his
dad. The facial structure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the way they kind of swing their head around, like, and now he's banging, like, some... He was married to the...
Right, some 27-year-old or something.
No, she's, like, in... like a press fucking person, like in another country and shit. Fuck, I wish I had the facts in front of me.
I don't follow.
But she's like a successful journalist, like in another country.
Oh shit.
But, yeah, like a cool country though. Maybe even here, but.
Well, I know he said
something. She's from here, but specializes in other journalists, maybe.
I know he said something about how he's only going to do movies that he only, like he wants to do. Like, whether they're good for his career from here on out or not.
Okay.
He's like, I'm just going to do movies that seem to be fun. Mm. Like you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to ask as much money as I used to ask.
That's what Kevin Smith does.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to do shit that's fun.
He does shit where people turn into walruses and...
Yeah, well, that's Kevin Smith.
The new one's got little tiny Nazi bratwursts.
I don't even know what he's doing.
I don't know. That's all I've heard. The new Yoga Hosers.
I don't even want to know. Yeah, I'll watch it when it comes out. Just because it's Kevin Smith, I'll watch it.
Oh, we'll give it a try. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll give it at least one watch.
But
that's like I'll give anything Michael Bay directs one watch.
Really?
Because explosions and shit.
Yeah.
It's probably cool. Like I watch. Okay, as a palate cleanser today. I watched Mission Impossible 3.
Okay.
Just after I watched...
Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise is in that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's in that one.
Okay.
Ving Rhames also.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, but...
I've never seen a single...
I watched that as my palate cleanser from Natural Born Killers.
Ah, you needed something?
Yeah, it... You know what I mean? I had to watch something else. I had to watch a sorbet. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But it's not the greatest movie, but it's a fun movie.
Which one?
Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, 3, yeah. I never saw the first one.
They're all good. They're all pretty good.
That's what I hear, actually.
None of them are great. The TV series is probably better.
Oh, the old school?
Yeah.
I don't really remember that much.
In all honesty, like I watched a couple episodes just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And if I watch the whole thing, it's probably better than the movies. But... I'm gonna say this. I do like Tom Cruise, and I like him specifically in those movies. Not much else, other than when he does like, what was that? He was in Boogie Nights.
No.
Or Click Click Bang Bang or whatever. He was in something where he was all
Tropic
weird.
Thunder.
Well, there was that one.
Tom Cruise is showing in that.
Yeah,
he's
but
shining
there,
that
no,
one.
There was another one where he did something weird like that.
I'm
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I think. No.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Anyways, whatever.
I'm not sure about Tom Cruise that much.
Whatever. I can't think of it. I'm fucking drunk.
It's fine. Did he start on TV? I don't think so.
No. I don't think he did.
Earliest I can think of him is Outsiders.
That's, yeah.
But, so we're on down to our number ones, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I'll start with Danny's?
Well, you start, and then you go to Danny's.
I'm going
to
do Danny's first.
Okay.
Because she has a crossover.
Okay.
She has Morgan Freeman.
Oh, okay.
My number five. So, she has written down tonight, he was an Easy Rider.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Really? Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, we're doing shots again.
You better buy the next fucking bottle, dude.
I will. Don't worry.
God damn it.
We gotta do this on a pay week next time. That's
a big ass bottle from Mark and us.
You guys drank more of this bottle than we did, so.
I don't know. I think it's pretty fucking equal.
That bottle was way less than half.
You just jug with a fucking handle on it and shit.
That bottle was way less than half when you pulled it out when we got here, so.
But so hers is Morgan Freeman. I guess okay. Easy Rider. I don't remember him from that.
No, he was in that. I forget what he did, but I remember he was in that.
Okay. So my turn for number one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my number one is going to fucking ruin the whole, like, bet thing, the whole crossover thing. Because I kind of took my number two, my Freaks and Geeks idea, I took it to I took it up a level.
Okay.
My number one is Saturday Night Live.
Well, then I guess we have our first crossover.
Because these could all be my top five, top ten. Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Chris Farley, Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Will Forte, Bill Hader, Eddie Murphy, Bill fucking Murray, Mike Myers, Amy Poehler, Chris fucking Rock, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, David Spade, Cecily Strong, who I think is cute, and Kristen Wiig, who I also think is cute. But yeah, it's just right there is like 15 people right there.
Well,
so I don't know how that's going to rank.
I have one that you missed, but it's still going to count as a crossover.
Yeah, but Saturday Night Live, because it could have been. I think
I'll explain why this is a crossover after we do the shot.
Well, I think there might come a time where we might have our top 10 or top 5 Saturday Night Live fucking cast members. That sounds disgusting. I'm glad we got that.
Don't drink, kids.
But I think someday we might actually end up doing that, maybe, you know. Top 5 Saturday Night Live characters.
Depends on what movie we do.
Of course. I mean, but yeah, you never know.
Yeah. But well, my number one is Mike Myers.
Hey, that's a crossover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't say his name.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Right after Bill Murray. Mike Myers.
Oh, then I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
And I also had, who else did you say? Yeah,
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I got two.
I was going to say, you listed basically half of Adam Sandler's crew.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where it all came from, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
No, I know.
Once we looked at the whole From TV, and I was like,
yeah,
is Saturday Live included? They did all these fuckers start on TV.
That's why I was saying, like, didn't want to pick one, but I picked Mike Myers because he's in the most movies that I like. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, he was...
Wayne's World 1 and 2, of my favorite movies, especially 1.
One's really good, yeah.
1's top 5 all day, every day.
All right.
That and a bunch of Kevin Costner movies.
Apparently. Fucking weirdo.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, that's...
Oh, yeah,
that's
an
all-time favorite movie.
Yeah.
And then he's in, you know, all the Austin Powers movies. They're not exceptionally great, but at the time when they came out...
The first one was really good.
The first one was hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah.
They're all hilarious
got
when
the
they first came out.
Same kind of jokes
in
each, the second and third one, though.
I agree.
It was the same recycled
joke. It got old.
It did. That's kind of what
did it. Like, I watch those movies so much that now I don't watch them ever. But
I haven't seen any of those movies in forever.
I still love Mike Myers. He still cracks me up.
Fly Mary and Axe Murder was good.
Yes. And then...
The
Shrek movies. And
kids love that shit, yeah.
What was the other one he did right after So I Married an Axe Murder?
Your Mother?
Huh?
No. Which one?
He did some other movie right around that. It might have been before that.
I don't know. He did a bunch of... He did a lot of shit, but I'm not sure which one.
But yeah, no. That's my number one. I guess that's our one crossover, so I get a point. You have two, so you get no points.
No, you also had Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you had Mike Myers and Adam Sandler on your list.
And what'd you say? How many did you say?
I said both of them, but
didn't
I said
we both
them
say zero?
No, I said one, you said one, and we didn't include Danielle. You technically have two crossovers with me, so.
And so do you.
I have one.
How can I have two crossovers with you, and you only have one crossover with me?
Because I was talking about Adam Sandler from one of his other roles in film. He was on The Cosby Show.
He wasn't one of your picks?
No, he was one of my picks, but I wasn't talking about him from SNL.
It doesn't matter. I have like 20 fucking people on my list for number one.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't know why you do that.
Dude, that's Saturday Night Live, man. I mean, I couldn't. It's hard to.
Yeah, well, don't make a blanket statement then.
Well, whatever.
Alright. So, you want to know the next movie?
What next movie?
The next movie we're doing.
Oh, boy.
I think that's about all we got left, right?
For what?
This episode.
Are we still recording? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're still going.
Oh, boy.
It just switched over, don't worry.
Alright, so, we have to...
Yeah, it's my pick. I get to pick the movie. That's all we got left, right?
We rated it. Told people how to reach us.
Well, find us on Facebook at Drunk Film Commentary. Or email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
For sure.
But, Beverly Hills Cop 3. No, I'm kidding.
Still,
I'm kidding.
Beverly Hills Cop, was it the first one we did, or the second? That was number one we did, wasn't it? The podcast? That was number,
was
yeah.
it the first?
Yeah, it was the first one we did.
Well, we did Freaks, and then...
No, not the first podcast. We did. It was the first Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did.
Not
we
part
did,
two.
Yeah, we did Beverly Hills Cop 1.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. No, it wasn't the first one we did. No, it was 4 or 5. It was down the line a little bit. But
I was going to say, I thought Tango and Cash was before that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure it was, yeah.
Cannonball Run, for sure.
Yeah, we just found that. It was in the...
The Last season. Starfighter was after that. Ah, shit, I'm dead. Right, oh, hold on. I'm going to find the tagline. I'm going to see if you can guess it. Fuck you.
So Justin is picking out the next movie. And we're just going to... He's going to get a tagline for us. Us.
I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out.
Well, you and I can guess at home, dear listener. Amanda and Jason Ritter, son of John Ritter.
We hope. What is this?
It'd be awesome if it was John Ritter's son, huh?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already a big fan of your dad, so...
Yeah, he was in Parenthood. He was in Freddy vs. Jason. That,
oh, yeah, he was, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I talked about him in that. And so... Either way,
right,
so
the tagline is...
Oh, we got a tagline. All right.
Okay, well, apparently there's several, so hold on. Give me one sec. Okay. Movie. What movie? Shh. A film. Don't tell anyone. From the makers of the original Airplane, not the Wright Brothers.
It's a fucking top secret.
It fucking is top secret.
You disqualified, Justin, because you missed the last two episodes. Top secret?
Yep.
Oh, Val Kilmer?
Yep.
Oh.
I fucking love this movie.
Oh. Val Kilmer, all right. I guess that's what we're doing then.
Yep, called it.
Hopefully I can find that.
I can loan you a copy. It's fine.
Loan me a copy. I know one of your VHS tapes you have on your shelves.
No, I have it on DVD.
You actually have DVDs? Oh.
It's my ex-roommate that has all the VHSs.
Okay. So.
But yeah, no. I love Top Secret. Good call. I'm really proud of you.
That I got it?
Yeah.
I think you said something in the past.
I think
I've
said
gonna,
before that I'm going to pick it
up.
You're
going to pick Top Secret. So I was like thinking, I was like, make a gun? I was like, no. Top Secret. He's going to fucking pick Top Secret. I know he's going to fucking pick Top Secret. I hate that movie. Well, we'll see. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
If you enjoy Airplane or any of the Naked Gun sequels.
I do, but... Okay, so...
It's the same goddamn movie.
So go pick up a copy of Top Secret. Don't grab it for me, because I'm going to need to grab it. So... I'm sure the Family Video guys look at me like, this weird guy comes in every couple weeks and just grabs this random old movie for $1.
And then brings it back late.
Well, yeah. Well, I used to. Now I'm better now. Now I just grab it a couple days beforehand. But, like, next more kills I had, but it's all scuffed up and shit.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
But, yeah.
You know what I do to avoid that problem? Digital downloads.
I don't understand. Oh, I did that, and then I burned it to a disc. Not bad, a disc. So, that works, right?
Sometimes.
No, it does.
You don't scuff up the disc?
Oh, yeah. Well, I could download it again, couldn't I?
I'm going to buying it through the...
What was the top five? It was the TV guys, right?
Yeah.
Good. It was a good show.
TV the movie.
Good show. Even though we missed Danielle. She's, not with us right now.
I don't think she's with anybody at the moment.
Hey, you know what? How about after this we put the, never mind.
Okay.